time to talk business. Inc. Radio. Real stories, real solutions. Inc. Magazine has the knowledge and experience to help you grow your business and stay ahead of the competition. This is Inc. Radio. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Once again, I am blessed to be a part of Inc. Media. It is a company that cares about you because we want to bring the stories to the table that you can learn from people. Well, imagine being able to talk to the former CEO of Apple or Pepsi. Well, maybe that's the same guy because he's on right now. His name is John Sculley. He is the former CEO of Pepsi and Apple. He's a mentor, an entrepreneur, author, and I'm holding his book in my hand right now, Moonshot, Game-Changing Strategies to Build Billion-Dollar Businesses. John Sculley, welcome to the show. Thanks for spending time with us.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Alan. Pleasure to be with you.
I saw you just a couple days ago on Neil Cavuto, who I love. Neil's such a nice guy, and I love how he gives people a chance to talk. And he was asking you about some current affairs and things that were going on with Apple stocks and things, and we won't get into that because at the end of the day, I think that people are looking to hear something from you as a regular workaday John, we'll call you. I usually say workaday Joe, but a guy that, you know, started his career, started young. I mean, you were out of the gate like a racehorse with Pepsi. In reading your bio, it's amazing what you've accomplished, and you just don't stop. So to begin with, let's talk about your book, and then luckily I have a little bit of time with you. I will also do as Neil Cavuto did and give you some time to give us your opinions on what's going on in the marketplace today.
Great. Well, that sounds terrific. The book I wrote called Moonshot, it's not an autobiography. It is a series of observations that I've really been impressed with as I work with some of the smartest entrepreneurs I've known in my career. And the reality is that we are at one of these unprecedented moments in business where technology is growing at an exponential rate. And to think about exponential, it's very different than the kind of linear, intuitive way that we think about things happening in the world. So, for example, in 2007, Alan, Kodak, then the world's leader in photography, who had actually invented the digital camera, who was one of the largest photo digital printers in the world, they were in a great competitive competition with Walmart for the single-use film camera. And so they doubled down on film because they didn't think that digital technology would happen anytime soon in a big commercial way. That was the same year that Steve Jobs created the iPhone and put a phone chip inside an iPod and made the screen bigger. 3 years later, $20 billion Kodak filed for bankruptcy.
Wow.
And Apple owned the world. And so you say, well, how could that happen in 3 years? Well, the reason it could happen in 3 years is that we're now living in exponential time, not just linear time. And it's hard to get our heads around it, but things are changing so fast in technology that it's enabling businesses that you never heard of to become successful and famous in a very short period of time. Mm. And in my book, Moonshot, I talk about the implications of that. And perhaps the biggest implication, and Moonshot, by the way, is a well-understood metaphor in Silicon Valley, that when something really big happens that has never occurred before, and it changes the world in a way that is never again going to be the same, that's called the moonshot. And so the moonshot that I refer to in my book is that there's been a power shift. This is not a prediction. It's already happened. There has been a power shift from large established enterprises in industry after industry are seeing that their customers now are paying more attention to the opinions of other customers than they are to these established reputations.
Boy, so true.
And it means that everything is changing. The world is going viral, and these businesses go from nothing to something in a very short period of time. And that moonshot is going to affect every industry, every business all over the world, and it's already started to do so.
I love hearing words of wisdom and truth from a man who has done what you have done in your career. We're talking with John Sculley, former CEO of Pepsi and Apple. mentor, entrepreneur, author of the book Moonshot, Game-Changing Strategies to Build Billion-Dollar Businesses. And if you have any hope of that, today will be a great interview for you to tune into. We're going to take a little break. You're listening to Inc. Radio. We'll be right back with more of John Sculley. Stay with us.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information. You're listening to Inc. Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for joining us. And each week we have a couple of guests on to talk about what's happening in the world of business for us in business, entrepreneurs, or those who want to change their lives and become self-employed so that they can have a little control over their destiny. So many entrepreneurs, the biggest secret, I think, of being an entrepreneur is that you have this peace of mind that you know that you are... you're the one who's in control of your destiny, because you can't blame it on anybody else at that point. John Sculley's our guest today, former CEO of Pepsi and Apple, mentor, entrepreneur, author of the book Moonshot. It's at newsstands everywhere. Game-changing strategies to build billion-dollar businesses. John, welcome back and thanks for joining us. And what I want to talk about now is I noticed that you are very interested in noble causes. And I want to know what you're curious about in this world. And I think I'd like to start with health tech, because that seems to be an area that you're involved in deeply right now.
Well, a noble cause is one where you say, can I match up what needs to be done to transform something in society? In my case, it happens to be in the business economy, that can be done through innovation and done in a better way. And one of the areas that I've focused on for quite some years is healthcare, what's now known as health tech. And it turns out, Alan, that the politicians may debate whether they like Obamacare or don't like Obamacare. The reality is that it doesn't have anywhere near as much chance of making healthcare sustainable as actually going in and looking at the way in which healthcare is delivered, particularly to chronic care patients, which is where most of the cost of health care is today, and saying there has to be a better way. And so I've been focusing on what's called the RX ecosystem. RX is the acronym for anything to do with pharmaceuticals, medication therapy management, and specialty drugs. That's $840 billion a year.
Wow.
And so we have developed with one of my companies, we started in 2013, a platform that manages the way in which unnecessary drugs can be avoided for chronic care patients, where they're actually duplicates of each other or where there may be bad drug interactions, and taking that information and enabling physicians throughout the health system to be able to make better, more cost-effective decisions, but a much higher quality of life and outcome for the patients at the same time. So, for example, I was talking earlier about exponential growth. We launched our company in the market in January of 2016. We'll do about $65 million in our first year.
Wow.
But we're looking at over $1 billion of sales that we're now booking in for 2017. And we believe, and it'll sound a little bit outrageous, but you know, in the world of the context of exponential growth, it's possible. We think we'll get to about $14 billion of revenue by 2020. So it shows you that you can bring in truly transformational thinking and technology in the sectors that haven't had that yet, like healthcare, and make some incredibly big game changes. And those are the types of things I talk about in my book, Moonshot. How can you do that and do it in other industries too?
You called it an exponential time. Where did that come from?
Well, I have been a good friend and fan of Ray Kurzweil, who's considered by many, one of the greatest geniuses ever for artificial intelligence. And Ray Kurzweil and I were both invited about 2 weeks ago to go to Tokyo and give speeches. It was to a large group, about 44,000 people. And he's the genius. He was on the first day talking about, you know, the science side of artificial intelligence. And I'm the kind of the practical person who says, okay, so how do we explain this in, you know, normal language that we can all understand and, you know, think about what the implications are? And so I describe it in what I call linear time, which is the way we intuitively think. You know, things happen one step at a time, but it takes a while, versus exponential time, which is something like Moore's Law, which is the doubling of the number of processors on a wafer chip every 2 years. That's growing at an exponential rate, and that's what's driven the incredible growth of all kinds of high technology products, from smartphones to tablets to unstructured data services and things of that sort. So exponential time just moves at, you know, many, many times the rate of linear time, and it's hard for us to get our head around it until we actually see real examples, as I was just giving with the healthcare company that we're building.
Well, it's you're right. It's an exponential time right now, with the world going viral. It's just very interesting to hear it put into words like that, an exponential time.
Let me give you something that is so current.
Hold on. Let's do it on the other side of the break. I have a hard break going to run us over. John Sculley, lots to say, former CEO of Apple. We'll be right back with more. His book, Moonshot. Stay with us. It's Inc. Radio.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Well, you're listening to Inc. Radio. I'm Alan Taylor, and Queen is saying it just right. Is it fantasy? So much of life is fantasy these days, and we really need a break from fantasy and have a little bit of reality. That's what this show is about. Hopefully we can help you to find what that reality is. John Sculley is joining us, former CEO of Pepsi and Apple. He is also the author of a book called Moonshot, and it's at newsstands everywhere. You can find him at SculleySpeaks.com if you want to get a hold of John Sculley. John, you started to give us an example on the way out, and it was interesting. We were talking about an exponential time, and you had an example of what exponential time would be like in the business world. What was that?
Yeah, I think I can give you one that a lot of listeners will relate to. If you go back to June 2016, that's this summer, nobody had ever heard of Pokemon Go. And yet, 30 days later, Pokemon Go was a world phenomenon. And on one day, there were more people on Pokemon Go chasing it than there were on Twitter. And you say, how is that possible? They didn't advertise. It was totally viral. It was people passing the word on to other people. And that's a perfect example of exponential time. You know, something that you never could predict with traditional linear time could ever happen so rapidly.
You know what? It's a perfect example, because I'm one of those people that had no idea what that was. And I had somebody knocking at our front door and they said, oh, your building has been put on as a, you know, one of the check-in spots. I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? So you're right. It was kind of a phenomenon. But those are happening more and more often these days with this, what you call, exponential time that we're in, this viral world we're living in. Let's talk about fintech a little bit, finance. That is also another game-changing thing that's happening in our world for entrepreneurs, especially, I think.
Part of building another one of these billion-dollar transformational companies, and it's called Lantern Credit. I just gave the opening night keynote at Money 2020 in Las Vegas a few days ago. 10,000 people were there. And I was giving a thought leadership talk about how to think about consumer credit. You know, America lives on credit. It's part of our culture. The growth of our economy depends on consumer spending. And yet we all know from the political campaigning that's going on this year that the majority of middle-income people haven't seen any increase in their income in maybe 15 or 20 years.
Right.
So what do we do?
Yeah.
And one of the answers is that we're now introducing at Lantern Credit a new artificial intelligence capability to give people an instant way to be able to improve their credit scores. If you have a 640 credit score, Alan, and you want to borrow money for a big-ticket item, let's say a full dental implant or, you know, refinance a car, $25,000 perhaps, that's going to cost you about 20% annual interest rate a year.
But you know what, John?
If
you get the right car, you don't need the full dental implant. So
anyway, well, there you go.
A little levity.
But if you had 100 points higher, you know, a 740, 750 credit score, you'd pay about 10% interest rates, not 20%. So a lot of people have the potential credit worthiness for a better credit score than they really have. But the resolution dispute process today is so painful. It can take 6-7 months of call centers and getting into, you know, a robotic voice, you know, that just keeps passing you on to someone else.
Right.
That people just don't want to go through it anymore. And yet we can take, we're doing it, artificial intelligence. We're working with some of the biggest consumer banks, you know, in the U.S., and the services will be coming out next year. That will enable people, in many cases, can't do it for everybody, obviously, but the people who have the potential to get their credit score improved and to be able to improve their net worth with better savings practices and better investment strategies. This is what the banks are all focused on, and it's called robo-advisory. It means, you know, robotic advisory services, self-services, and we're enabling these services with our artificial intelligence around consumer credit finance. And that's just another example of something we think is going to grow at an exponential rate.
Mm. John, in our final 2 minutes, maybe you could give some advice to those entrepreneurs out there that are, I can't say struggling, but I think when you're an entrepreneur, you always think you're struggling until you've sold your company and you have millions of dollars laying around and you're, you know, just you're done. I think life is just a constant struggle. But maybe some advice on how to deal with that thing we call struggle, business.
Yeah. So here is some quick insights because we only have a few minutes. First of all, always focus on the customer. The customer plan is more important than the business plan. Solve a big customer problem. Solve a customer problem. Do it in a unique way, and you have the, you know, the starting point to building a company.
Right.
Second of all, you've got to attract the right people around you. Not everybody can do the same thing well, and so you need a small team. It doesn't mean a big team. It could be 2-3 people to start with who can work with you, but you all have to share a common vision, a common mission, and you got to be passionate about it. You got to be willing to work hard, and you got to be able to convince other people that it's a really good idea, because eventually you're going to need some financing to be able to go and build your idea into a proof of concept, and the proof of concept then lead to, you know, getting other people to want to be a part of it, and even more investors and expansion. So you've got to be a risk taker. You've got to be willing to have an insatiable curiosity about what's going on around you, constantly observing, because new companies are only there to do things that big established companies haven't done well before.
I love it. Great advice, and I look forward to having you on more often, John. John Sculley, everybody, former CEO of Pepsi and Apple. The book, once again, Moonshot. Find him at SculleySpeaks.com. John, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Alan.
All right. There's more Inc. Radio right after this. Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it. You're listening to Inc. Radio. I'm Alan Taylor, and it was fun talking with John Sculley. His book, once again, Moonshot. He was previously the CEO and CEO of Pepsi and Apple, which is quite amazing. Our next guest I met at an event in the Hollywood Hills. His name is Jamie Smart. He is also a best-selling author. Matter of fact, a number one best-selling author. He's a coach. He's a consultant. And he's the CEO of JSL, Jamie Smart Limited. And he is a guy who wrote a book called Clarity. Now, I met him through meeting one of his what I'll call disciples, a guy named Chris Stoikos. He is probably best known for the Dollar Beard Club, where in 15 months he's done $15 million worth of business, all through viral videos and having very little product to sell. But he was so entertaining that he had hundreds of thousands and millions, and I think over 100 million views. I don't even know what it is. It's like amazing how many views of his videos, and it's all about, you know, growing out your beard and being a real man and all that kind of stuff. But his philosophy came shining through when I got to interview him at his event called Unconscious Content. That is where I met Jamie Smart. And we talked all about the book Clarity, which is his first book, came out in 2013. And that you can actually go to ink.com and you can scroll down to Ink Radio, and then you can find our conversation about the book Clarity. But since then, and it's only been about, I don't know, 6 weeks ago, since then, a brand new book out by Jamie Smart, and all the way from London, I have him on the phone right now. The new book is called Results: Think Less, Achieve More. Jamie, thanks for being with us.
Hey, it's great to connect with you again, Alan.
And listen, you don't even sound like you're from London. What's going on? You just live there, huh?
Well, yeah, I grew up on the west coast of Canada, okay. But I've lived in England for more than half my life.
Well, it's, you
but
know,
I've still got the accent I grew up with.
Yeah, well, see, my dad's British, and I thought I would hear, "Hello, old bean, thank you." Anyway.
I can do my best impersonation.
There you go. You don't need to. It's all right. I did it for you. All right, so here's the question. First of all, give us 2 minutes on your book, Results. Think Less, Achieve More. And then I have some questions for you.
Sure. Well, the idea came around because, you know, every year countless books are published on how to make things happen, how to achieve goals, how to be a leader, all these things. And yet so often we see that people are struggling to put them into action. And so one of the things I've always been fascinated with is, where do results actually come from? And as I looked into it, what you see again and again and again when you're looking at, you know, the world's greatest results creators, it starts with who you're being. It's how you're showing up in the world. And so the book is organized around what I call three transformations. So the first transformation, it's your personal transformation. And that's all about kind of awakening your inner results creator. Because, you know, if you look at little kids, we're all born, you know, passionate about making things and exploring things. We're curious. All those kind of what we might call entrepreneurial qualities, we come preloaded with. And how it looks to me, Alan, is then a bunch of stuff gets in the way of that. And so part one of it is, of the book, is just about clearing that stuff out of the way. And then the second part of the book is about your impact, because ultimately, whether you're an entrepreneur, or whether you're you have a large organization, or whether you're just working for yourself, your impact is what people pay you for, the difference you can make to them.
Right.
And that always is happening in the context of relationship, whether that's interpersonal relationships or that's a relationship with a brand or whatever. Your impact is going down that line of relationship. So that's the second transformation. It's your interpersonal transformation. And then the third transformation is your commercial transformation, because so many of us have been conditioned for a world of, you know, jobs, or go to university, then find a good job and all that sort of stuff. We haven't necessarily been schooled for what does it mean to be an entrepreneur. And the world is changing so fast. There have never been bigger opportunities available to us. You know, we have these incredible technological powers available to us, but it's changing so fast that many people are kind of overwhelmed and stressed and freaked out by the rapid pace of change. And so how can you, you know, get past that volatility and an uncertainty and complexity and really seize the opportunities that are there? So that's what the third part of the book is about.
I like it. I like all this. Now, you said something, and I want to, now we'll start kind of over now that I've got it, you know, chunked into three chunks here. And you said something that stuck out to me. And I wrote myself a note. How can you leverage your true nature as a results creator and a leader to get greater control of your livelihood? Your true nature as a results creator. I want to break that down just a little bit because I've never heard that said before.
Well, how it looks to me, Alan, is that the core on what you might call entrepreneurial instincts. If we think about what are those entrepreneurial instincts, it would be about creativity. It would be about the willingness to take risks and to experiment. It would be about curiosity. It would be about connecting with people and finding out about their world. It'd be about taking action and taking responsibility. Well, these are all things that we're born with. These capacities are entrepreneurial instincts, if you like, the instinct for agility, for resilience, for creativity, for all these things. There's something we're born with, and then we get conditioned out of them. And what I'm going to suggest is the thing that gets in the way of those capacities is a simple misunderstanding about where our experience comes from. So it's interesting, actually, the event where we met, I did a talk there. And I asked Chris Stoikos, I asked him, what would be the most useful thing I could give to the people in this event? And he said, you know what, we're teaching all this amazing stuff about creating viral video and this sort of thing. He said, the thing that would be most useful for them is to be able to go back and just do something, just create something, just give it a try, rather than getting stuck in fear of failure, fear of not knowing what to do, fear of criticism. And so what I talked about is what gets in the way of that instinct just to go and try something, to go and do something. What gets in the way is feelings that seem like they're coming from the future, that they seem like they're coming from a future failure or a future criticism or from not knowing what to do. And that looks real to people. Mm. They get caught up in those feelings of insecurity or discomfort. And it genuinely seems like it's coming from the future when actually it's coming from the moment. Mm. It's coming from their psychology in that moment.
All right. Hang tight. Do you want your true nature to manifest as a results creator? And that's what you can be if you are one of the disciples, I'll call it, like my friend Chris Stoikos from the Dollar Beard Club, of the writings of my friend now, Jamie Smart. He has two books, Clarity and Results. We're talking about Results, his brand new book, Think Less, Achieve More, and Become a Results Creator and a Better Leader. I'm Alan Taylor. It's Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Well, you're listening to Inc. Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to pick up Inc. magazine at newsstands everywhere. Visit our website, inc.com. Pretty easy, inc.com. You can also find our show podcast there as well. This is a live radio show, so happy holidays for those who are out and about doing their thing. Joining me right now is Jamie Smart. He is the author of his newest book, Results: Think Less, Achieve More. Very, very, very interesting conversation. If you're just now joining us, we were talking about how a person can leverage their true nature and get results as a results creator and a better leader through thinking less and achieving more. Now, I'm going to say, okay, let me tell you how I get this, and then maybe you can help me to overcome some of my own stuff, right? Because at the end of the day, it's my show, and I want to learn from you. I got into a bit of an argument one day with my wife over something that was very important to her, and I was overthinking things. And I was thinking not only, you know, hours in advance, days in advance, years in advance, and a lifetime in advance. And I was actually conjuring up things that had not even happened yet. And because of my fears and my doubts and, you know, just the way the brain works. So because the brain causes us to doubt ourselves, to not be able to be the creators that we could be if we could, dare I say, think less, because we have very active minds, right? So I had a conversation with her 2 years later about that this morning. Now, what I learned was I was thinking way too much. I should have said what I had to say, and I should have offered up my suggestion and then say, and now it's up to you to do what you think is right. And so my takeaway from the whole thing is that I was overthinking. My mind was too fertile, and it was actually creating a scenario that had not only had it not happened, it probably would never happen. And so I think that a lot of us tend to think too much. So when I see think less, achieve more, I want to come back to you now, and I want to be a results creator, but I tend to overthink things, Jamie. So maybe your book can help, or maybe you can just, you know, be my mentor for a moment and teach me how to not quite think and overthink too much.
Well, this is perfect, Alan. So I'll be your 3-minute mentor right now.
There you go.
See, here's the thing. The issue wasn't that you have this capacity to imagine future scenarios. That's really useful. The issue was that you imagined those future scenarios, then you felt, you know, anxious or bothered or insecure, and you thought those feelings were telling you about the future, but they weren't. They were telling you about your psychology in the moment. Now, the thing that gets people to overthink is that simple misunderstanding. And I give you the perfect example. If you look at anywhere where people thrive, where people do really, really well, they're not thinking at all. Like when you're doing your radio show, my guess is you're hardly thinking about it. You're just connecting and flowing, and it just comes out. See, we're built for the present moment. We're built for reality. We do really, really well when we're present and in reality, and our natural capacities emerge and shine, our capacities as a results creator, our capacities as leaders, our capacities as partners. Like if you think about it, with any friend or loved one or family member, the most enriching and fulfilling and meaningful times are the times when you got nothing on your mind, when you're just present with the other person and connecting. The times when we struggle are the times when we've got a lot on our minds. So the interesting question is not how do we get less on our mind, but rather what puts it on there in the first place. And my suggestion is that what puts it on there in the first place is the mistaken belief that we're feeling the future, or we're feeling the past, or we're feeling the other person's reaction that hasn't happened yet. And as soon as we realize that that's not possible, time travel hasn't yet been invented.
Right.
There's no way that your feelings can come from the future. Your feelings are coming from right now, from your own psychology. And the moment you see that, you wake up to the moment and you realize you have what it takes. You have those innate capacities as a results creator right there.
So it really is a paradigm shift of thinking when you feel yourself projecting into the future what could be. You almost need to have a mechanism built in, and maybe the mere consciousness of what we're talking about will help me and others, which is to say stop thinking and just for a moment just be in the moment. Is that the best way to describe that?
Well, it's really well said, Alan. You know, one of my clients, he's a professional athlete, and he said until very, very recently, he had never realized that the anxious feelings he feels before a game aren't coming from the game. Game changer.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you what, this is very helpful to me, and because these are little mistakes that we all make that have large impact. I want to have large impact, but in a positive way. We're talking with Jamie Smart, his book, Results, Think Less, Achieve More. Take a little break right here on Ink Radio and be back with our final segment. Again, check out ink.com on the web and pick up our issue of Ink Magazine at newsstands everywhere. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll be right back. Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. This is Ink Radio. I'm Alan Taylor, and special guest today, Jamie Smart, all the way from London he's calling in. Number one best-selling author, coach, consultant, CEO of JSL, Jamie Smart Limited. And now, my friend, you can find him, by the way, at jamiesmart.com, J-A-M-I-E, smart.com. His book is called Results, Think Less, Achieve More. A very interesting conversation, maybe a little too personal for the average person because I threw myself right into the middle of it. But, I mean, I think if we're looking at the three, I'll call them pillars of your book, personal transformation, impact, and commercial transformation, we're all interested in that, starting with personal transformation. So the big question is, what has been holding you or your organization back from getting the results you want? And how can you avoid, eliminate, overcome these obstacles that may all be only in your head? I mean, mostly that's what's going on. We look at the most brilliant people we know. These people have figured out how to control themselves in any environment. You're like, how is he so calm under so much pressure? I have people say that to me all the time. I'm not calm. Sometimes I'm flipping out inside. I may be staying calm on the outside, but inside I'm thinking to myself, oh, geez, what the hell do I do now? Now, it's easy to learn how to stay calm on the outside, but inside that head and the tornado of thoughts, we are, you know, being sucked into that tornado all the time. So personally, on a personal level here, I've already heard and learned something that to me was very important. I'm a surfer, okay? And I learned that if I sit there and wait for a wave, eventually one will come. I'm waiting for that kind of that big wave and I let the little ones go by. And then all of a sudden, here comes the one I want. Then I start paddling. And guess what? The wave picks me up and it takes me and I can then surf it up and down and back and forth and it takes me away. Well, thoughts are very much like that too. And sometimes we should let that wave go by, that wave, that big wave that may, you know, crash us and hurt us, that big wave of thought. And the question is, do we have enough, strength of mind, of character to let some of these thoughts go? Because those aren't the thoughts that we're supposed to ride. You know, sometimes grace and dignity and knowing when to keep your mouth shut are better for you than riding the wave. And I saw a funny little thing on Facebook the other day. It says, a wise man once said nothing. So now with that said, we've got about 3 minutes left. I want to know, what is your favorite chapter of your book, Results?
Well, the one that really jumps out at me in this conversation, Alan, is chapter 2, which is the one and only way your mind always works. And the reason I choose that one is because just like gravity only works one way and the laws of physics only work one way, our minds only work one way. Our minds are always creating our experience from the inside out based on data that comes through our senses, but we're walking around. Our experience of life is being generated from the inside out. So we've all seen this. Like, I wake up in a bad mood and I look at my business and it looks like a bad business. I look at my my life, my situation, it all looks rubbish. Then the next day I wake up in a good mood and everything looks good. Well, our feelings are telling us about the glasses we're wearing, the mood that we're looking out at the world through, not about what we're looking at. But it seems like our feelings are telling us about what we're looking at. So we're always – our mind works from the inside out, and if you start to realize that for yourself, it has a profound transformational effect because all of a sudden we spend less time overthinking, less time caught up in that tornado of thoughts, and more time falling back into the present moment, which is, you know, you'll know for yourself, this is where we give the best performances, where we're the best communicators, where we're the best partners and parents and friends, is when we're present and in the moment. And so the power is to realize that what gets us out of the moment is believing that our experience is coming from outside of us rather than realizing it's coming from within. It's coming from our own minds.
It's been real, brother. Can I say that? It's been real having you on the show. Jamie Smart, you can find him at jamiesmart.com. His two books, the first is Clarity. My friend Chris Stoikos, I can tell you by witnessing this man's clarity, and he gives credit to Jamie for the clarity that he has, the level of clarity. I thought, I got to read that book. So I got a copy, and I haven't even started yet. And now there's another one, Results, Think Less, Achieve More. Two books from a man who I'm glad to call my friend, Jamie Smart. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Alan. Thanks for having
really
me.
Really appreciate it. It's been very helpful. All right. Well, there you go. Now it's your turn, guys. Go pick up his book or visit him on the website at jamiesmart.com. I'm Alan Taylor for Inc. Radio. We'll see you next week. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.